Welcome to the Grace Hour Show, a Christian program that takes a dive into our daily challenges and helps us learn our faith in a practical way. My name is Liz Robbins, and I am joined by my handsome co-host, Roger Robbins, in the studio. Today, we're going to talk about a really good topic. We're going to be talking about how to have wisdom in using our smartphones and social media. So the way this show is going to go, just a little breakdown, is we have some questions to ask you, the viewers, and we are going to just present some hopefully compelling evidence for why you should be asking yourself these questions. And then we're going to end it with some life hacks, with some practical tips to help you in this area. So why don't you get us going, babe?
So good. Okay, so we're going to try to jam as much as we can in there and it be useful. So we are speaking to you, audience. Thank you for tuning in. And wherever you are watching this, our prayer and desire is that this would be extremely useful for your days, that you would be able to maybe reverse the order of things. And what we want to say to you today is that in light of the world we live in and the age we live in, we want to bring before you social media as a whole. And we would say, we were saying this earlier, our devices that are in our pocket, the intra-web in our pocket, and we want to ask you, have you had a reckoning with that device?
Yes.
And with your social media accounts? Has there been a reckoning, and we use the word reckoning, to really like point you to the main thing, which is Christ, and what does he have to say about it? Has it gone through him and his eyes, his light, and his holiness, his love, his fire, right? So that's the question we're going to pose to you today. Have you had a reckoning with social media? Have you had a reckoning with your device lately?
Yeah.
I have, and I continue to have it. Liz and I both talk about it a lot, and we definitely challenge each other periodically. And there's just times when we're like, "Man,
yes,
we're gonna flip the script right now. There needs to be a reckoning." Sometimes I find myself the tail, and I'm not made to be the tail. I'm made to be the head, and that's what Christ has made us to be. So I just want to point our attention to one Bible verse. It's 1 Corinthians 6, and it's verse 12. We heard it in our meeting yesterday, Sunday meeting with Pastor Schaller. It was just, again, so encouraging and so enlightening and illuminating, really. It says here in 1 Corinthians 6, 12, all things are lawful for me. All things are okay, you know.
Yeah.
It's all available, is the word there. Everything's available to me. It's lawful, but not all things are helpful or profitable, right? So what a thing it is to see everything in light of availability in the world today. Everything is from 0.001 to 1,000 in value.
Yeah.
Versus, but not everything is profitable. And then it goes on to say, and this is in the ESV, it says, but I will not be dominated by anything. And this idea of, or understanding of, dominated means to be to hold the body subject to one's will.
Okay.
To be held in subjection.
Like something else could dominate you in that way.
Yes. And so this is our challenge, is like the reckoning is bringing to the surface what is dominating me, who is dominating me.
Yeah.
And it's based upon this value process. What, everything's available, but is everything profitable? And that's our question to you today.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember it was worth repeating a message from, had to have been maybe even a year ago, from Pastor Schaller, but he talked about this verse and about not wanting to be dominated by everything, even though there are many things that we have pleasure in the world. Like there's pleasure to be found in food. There's pleasure to be found on social media. I love a good funny meme, you know, like there's pleasure in things. But he said that there is no greater pleasure than to have authority over pleasure. Mm. And I wrote that down. And it came back to my mind when we were thinking about this, that in every area, like every aspect of our life, we should have this same reckoning, actually, that we should ask ourselves, are we being dominated by this thing? And I have asked myself this question, and I would like to pose it to you, the listener, is, are you using your phone, or is your phone using you?
Right.
Are you using social media as a tool, or are you being used by your social media?
Mm.
So since having, like you were saying earlier, suddenly having the internet in our pocket, being at any moment, all times of the day, having access to literally anything that we could want, all the information, all the entertainment, all of those things, have we stopped and asked ourselves, is this a tool that I'm using for perhaps connection, for encouragement, for information, or am I being used by this? Is my life being used instead of this being useful in my life, right? So I think that is the question that we're hoping that if you haven't ever asked that question, like now is absolutely the time. Like, yes. Don't wait any longer to have something be dominating you possibly. And in that, there's so much room for how it's going to look. Like, you know, Roger and I, we've had this reckoning, and we've even landed in different places, practically speaking, on how right. we do and don't use different parts of our phone and different apps and social media platforms. But we've had these very open discussions, first and foremost before the Lord, like asking the Lord right. to really put a finger on, like, hey.
Yeah. Right. This reckoning is not like, well, it's based upon what other people are doing. We're not saying that. We're pointing the finger directly between you and your relationship with the Lord, because he loves you. He's the consuming fire.
Yeah.
He's the one that's like the jealous God that wants your daily affection and focus, right? Like he is like trying to communicate and connect yes. to live and breathe through you. Are we available to that? Well, a reckoning taking place, this like shaking of ground, this like examining,
mm-hmm.
it's really an awakening, an eye-opening moment.
Yeah.
And like, hey, we're all saying here that we fall asleep, that we get caught up yeah. in the modes of life, in the habits
yep.
and the schedules. But like, isn't a good reckoning and awakening just like so healthy?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, like we don't want to be asleep. We don't want to sleep on the job, right? And when we were thinking about this, so many proverbs were coming to us. So like if you read the book of Proverbs, social media was not in the mind of Solomon as he wrote those, but there is so much about the fool versus the prudent or the wise.
Yes.
And the sluggard. And so much of that is applicable to the way that we just use our time and, mm-hmm. and what we spend our time thinking about. And one of the verses I was thinking of was from Proverbs 9. It talks about the way of folly, and it talks about folly, like foolishness. As a woman who is loud, she is seductive and she knows nothing. That's what it says in verse 13 of Proverbs 9. She is loud, she is seductive, and she knows nothing.
Whoa.
Like, I don't know what describes social media better than that.
Say
like,
the three words again.
Loud, uh-huh. seductive, and knows nothing.
Whoa.
And she is crying in the streets, calling, it says in verse 15, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way, right? They're doing
going
something, they're
business.
Going somewhere. And she is calling them as they pass by, and she says, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there and that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. These are strong words, but the point is that we don't want to be foolish. We don't want to walk in the way of folly. Mm. We don't want to be seduced into going to sleep, like you were saying. I think that's a good way of putting it, because social media does have this way of putting you into like a trance where time disappears and suddenly you've been scrolling for 2 hours. And that's a lot of time that you could do a lot of things. Right. You were going straight on your way to do fill in the blank. And instead, this thing called you in, seductive and loud in your phone, right? As your phone buzzes. So another proverb too is that we found that I thought was great was Proverbs 14:15. It's easy to remember, 14:15. The simple believes everything, but the prudent gives thought to his steps. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. And so I guess that's what we're really challenging each other and you, the listener, is to not be careless and reckless with your time, with your eyes, with your ears,
right,
with your soul.
Right. And let's take a step into this Proverb 14:15, right? So the simple and the prudent are the two different people, the two different minds, the two different approaches to life. And just simply put, it's like, as a breakdown and separated and discerned, it's like one takes in everything. He or she is eating everything, right?
She's consuming
everything. And, you know, actually in 1 Corinthians, this chapter, 6 is actually talking about that appetite. Mm-hmm. We heard that on Sunday, that appetite. That's like, that's not what it was made for, right? Like it was not made for, you know, sexual immorality, which is really the whole focus on that chapter. Mm-hmm. Speaking to the Corinthians, but let's just say speak to the Americans right now.
Yeah.
Like in our appetite to consume, like we know that this is going to be an end times problem, right? Like there's going to be so much consumption, surfeiting, riotous living, like consumption of just everything.
Yeah.
So the practice of it is like before us now. And as human beings, we all are weak. We need strength. And we need these awakenings to really uphold what we were truly made for. And that's to be prudent, you know, to be wise.
Yeah.
And what a game changer it is, right? Like this is such a game changer moment.
Yeah.
Like when the reckoning comes, it can be like, you know, I don't know, maybe we should just say a few words about like what does a reckoning look like? Mm-hmm. How can I have a reckoning, right?
Well, I think also maybe for the sake of our listeners, we could spend some time convincing them of the reasons why they should have
Let's
a reckoning. Should we do that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I did do a little bit of research, and first of all, social media and smartphones specifically are new. They don't seem new because we can't remember life before them.
Yes.
But we were just laughing at how old we sound when we talk about life before smartphones, like how I used to print out MapQuest directions so that I wouldn't get lost going somewhere. And only like the rich people had that like Garmin that like, you know, maybe their mom
the
spent
Quest.
The $500 to get that GPS thing on your car. Like we didn't have that.
Yeah. Or printing out airline tickets.
Oh yeah. You had to print out your boarding pass or like
had
you were done.
Me, like five
that's
pages.
It. Yeah. So it is very new. And one of the things I can tell you how new it is from 2005 to 2019. So in about a 15 year period, the percentage of U.S. adults like 18 and over who reported using social media went from 5% in 2005 to over 80% in 2019. That is from the U.S. Surgeon General's report in 2023. So that's crazy. So we went from it not being a thing, not in our most of our lives, to now almost everybody is using social media in some form or fashion. And it should be noted that when we talk about social media, we're not just talking about Instagram.
Good point.
Facebook, Snapchat, and TikTok, which is all the kids are using.
Is about like 60% of yep. users, right?
Yep. But YouTube. YouTube is also social media.
Hey,
so
don't be messing with my YouTube.
Yeah.
Come
so
on.
That's just something that I thought was interesting because I think some of us put that in a different category, but it is a social media platform. And it absolutely does target you personally with the algorithms that give you what you want to hear, just like.
So you're saying YouTube is social media?
YouTube is social media. Yeah.
Okay. So, and how many people use it today?
96%.
Can you say that again?
96%.
96% of people use YouTube today.
So the statistics change for different apps after that in terms of age and demographic, but YouTube is. Across the globe,
yes,
really just the most prevalently used social media platform. So I just wanted to, if someone's out there thinking like, just like, what's the big deal? Like, leave us alone. Let us just use our phones how we want to. I just wanted to present hopefully some compelling evidence-based and, you know, spiritually-based reasons for why you should really consider having this reckoning that we're talking about and really reassessing how you use or are used by your smartphone and social media. So first and foremost, just some statistics in terms of not only mental health, but physical health that is coming out in the last few years that is incredibly compelling. And at this point, we really can't ignore it anymore. And that is, okay, so this is from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and it says that social media can perpetuate body dissatisfaction, disordered eating behavior, social comparison, low self-esteem, and this is especially in adolescents and young adults. So this, these struggles and, like, really the attack is specifically adolescents. Girls even more so. Wow. But then also studies show that there is a relationship between social media use and poor quality sleep, reduced sleep duration, sleep difficulties, and depression. And the reason for that, and this is from the U.S. Surgeon General's 2023 report.
This is recent.
Current priorities in terms of...
Right, that's what it's issued as to the government.
Yes, it's a report. You can look it up. It's very interesting reading, honestly. It's pretty long, but very interesting. And it is specifically addressing the epidemic in America, but I would say this is specific to the U.S., but I am sure that this applies worldwide, our epidemic of loneliness and isolation. And so the title of the report is... The U.S. Surgeon General's Advisory on the Healing Effects of Social Connection and Community.
Hmm.
A.K.A. get yourselves into a church.
Right.
They can't say that, and they don't say that there, but talk about just the incredible damage that is caused by being socially disconnected and how virtual reality and smartphones and social media have caused this problem more and more in the last 20 years. We are seeing
they're identifying
it. Yeah. Now it's being
identifiable, right? Like,
yeah. Like
couldn't put our hands on it before. Now we got enough data.
Yeah. Like, and there, one of the things they said was lacking connection, social connection can increase the risk of premature death to levels comparable to smoking daily.
Wow.
So we're not just talking about, mental health effects. We are talking about the physical effects. Wow. Physical health is being affected by lacking social, human, face-to-face connection. And it is now part of that is that we have replaced that with virtual connection, quote-unquote connection, because now we're realizing that being connected virtually doesn't provide the same things that human face-to-face physical connection provides.
Right.
And I think we weren't clear on that 15 years ago. We thought this is so great. Like,
or
we're all
maybe it was overrated, right? Like, oh, let's roll our eyes, right? Enough of this hanging out with each other business and like being all together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really not that important. We have other substitutes or other ways to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that the way it was? At least it was in high school for me when I was graduating 2001 or 2002.
2002.
Sorry.
Senile. People are going to think we're forgetting. Really old up in here.
I know.
It wasn't that long ago.
Okay, but I just can't, I can't narrow it down.
It was 20 years ago. That okay. is sobering.
So, you know, it was like, this is something we're going to jump into that will enhance our social endeavors.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, connection.
I'm going to meet a brother or a cousin or a lost relative or long lost friend or, you know,
yeah.
ancestry, you know, like this, like, stay connected with people abroad mm-hmm. and business oriented people, you know, getting together,
networking, connection.
Yeah, the whole like,
yes,
the whole like web. Of it all.
The web.
Yes. The whole web of it all.
Even that word, it speaks to like we're all connected.
Right. So
that's how it was sold for
sure.
It
was definitely sold that way.
Yeah.
And now with the data we have, we see that we were actually being brought into isolation.
Yeah.
And that isolation being like detrimental, like yes. having effects, right? It yes. carries over consequences.
Yeah.
And so that's where like, okay, so we're saying to the listeners and to ourselves, do I have these effects in my life? I mean,
yeah, do I see these?
Do I see these yeah. things that Liz just mentioned at the Surgeon General here in the U.S. mentioned? Like, are they checking? Are there boxes being checked right now with you about that? Like, that could be like, hey, it's been nagging at me. It's been yes. bothering me. It's been some time I have been living this way.
Yeah.
Well, we're here to tell you, we're asking you that this reckoning
yeah.
is the result of the social, the social invention that yeah. is the internet, you know, mm-hmm. that is social media.
Let me read you another really interesting one. Because you're asking people, like, are you aware of this? Do you see the effects that this is causing? Do you sense this isolation, loneliness in your life? And this is from the same report. It says that recent surveys have found that approximately half, so 50% of U.S. adults report experiencing loneliness. And some of those highest rates are with young adults.
Okay.
So I think most of us are thinking, oh, it's probably the elderly. They can't right. leave their homes. The elderly are connected. They are like,
they're doing well. Actually.
They're playing chess. They're in centers. There's,
they're taking their walks. They're doing their exercise.
Yeah.
They, doing the things
I would say
done.
Wisdom has helped them that they know I got to stay right. connected and I got to work on it.
Yeah.
But it's the young adults who have found themselves here. And here's the interesting thing. Despite such high prevalence, less than 20% of individuals who often feel lonely or isolated recognize it as a major problem.
Whoa.
So despite 50% of adults, highest rates amongst young adults, despite this being such a serious problem, only 20% of those recognize it as a problem.
Right.
It's become normalized.
So interpret that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Are you saying that this is called being asleep? Right? Like this is
yeah.
falling asleep.
I think it has become so socially acceptable as social media and just virtual life in general has started to dominate our time. It has become normalized to the point where when a person feels isolated, when a person feels lonely, it's not even a red flag.
Mm.
So can we just put it out there right now to you all? It's not normal.
Yes.
Like it's a red flag. Please pay attention to it because of what we've just stated. The effects are serious. They are detrimental to your mental and physical health.
Mm.
And then in addition to that, we can bring in what we know in terms of living for a different kingdom, like we talked about in our discipleship episode, living in light of eternity.
Right.
Now let's shift to like a whole, like let's move past, okay, not only do we not want you to be mentally unwell and physically unwell, but we also want you to make the best use of your time for in terms of eternity and what Christ has called us to.
Yes.
So
we've talked about the reckoning.
Yeah.
We talked about like convincing you that you could have a reckoning and it would motivate you, you know, this would cause a reaction, a stir, a prick, a fire under you to like make some changes, right? Throw some things out the window. I used to do a young Turkish guy in Turkey once. He told me about some issues he had and addictions. And I said to him, and I was so serious, and I knew it could just change his life. I said, if you would just throw that monitor out the window.
Yeah, he had a computer.
Put it in the trash can. Throw it out the window. Just get it out of here.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have enough time to cover what is connected with this. Yeah. But addictions, pornography, video gaming, there is so much in addition to just how you use your phone.
Right. So we're just touching on it.
Yeah.
So what we're saying is awake, right? This is Ephesians 5, verse 14. Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead. Mm. It's also Romans. I was just thinking Romans chapter 12, chapter 13. Besides this, you know the time, verse 11, that the hour has come for you to awake from your sleep. For salvation is nearer to us than we first believed. Mm. Right? Like it is waiting at your door. To have this reckoning is like a life-changing moment. It's like I've been living. One time we did a whole Bible study for men about living at 100%. Mm-hmm. Like I've been living at 25%.
Yeah.
Like things have been holding me back because I have not been honest with the Lord. I have not brought this to the light. I haven't had a reckoning.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, like, the one hand tied behind your back is now set free.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff you've been carrying, however it comes in its shapes and forms, is, like, cut loose, discarded, consumed. And it's like, I am living for my purpose, for my meaning, for the reason why I've been made.
And I hope that the listeners are getting what we're saying, that because I know that there can be this kind of like reaction, like, hey, like I'm a grown person. Like, don't tell me what to do with my time. And I hear you. Like, absolutely. What we're saying is like, you are free to do what you would like to do with
it's
your time.
It's all available to you.
But social media is robbing us of our lives. And that's what we are trying to gently but firmly say, because what's on the other side of this reckoning is what you said. It's more life.
Oh my
gosh.
It's
more health. It's more relationships. It's more connection. It's more joy. It's more
practical
peace.
Things.
It's better sleep.
Yeah.
Right. We really like, this is not a sales pitch with like a gimmick behind it. We are like saying that what comes on the other side of this reckoning is only good for you, only good for your spouse, only good for your children, only good for your friends, only good for your coworkers, like only good for you. Like there, this one should be a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Like it should.
So let's help them, right? We got some practical things to talk about. We got to we have 15 minutes left. We want to hit those practical elements, what else?
No, there's so many things that I want to say.
We've been discussing this enough.
And
so.
I just want to just paint the picture of what allowing your phone to rule your day, like what that means. And we did mention it, like, first of all, what it does is it amplifies like everything. So if you are insecure about your body and you're on social media, you are in a worse place than before. If you tend towards jealousy and you are on social media, you are in a worse position than you were before.
Right.
If you are overly ambitious and, you know, you're greedy, you have a problem with greed and you're on social media, like you are worse off than before.
Right.
So the common human struggles, the things that all of us struggle with are worse off if we are letting social media feed those things.
Right. That be the initiator and eventually the outcome is domination, right?
Yes.
Like, so I'm going to be dominated because I am weak. I'm frail. I am in need. Mm-hmm. I'm at a deficit, right? Yep. I need to get brought back up. And how do I do that?
Yeah.
So then that's the question here. It's like, we are going to a source of, you spoke about it. I heard. Broken cisterns, Jeremiah chapter 2. Like, we're throwing something in there, and it's not like
It's not actually nourishing.
And it's, yeah.
That's why you keep going back to social media. That's why you keep scrolling. It's not satisfying. It's not fulfilling. It does not encourage you. And yet it is literally designed by very, very smart people to keep you there. And so that's the other thing, was that allowing your phone to, what it means is that you're never alone. Remember, we talked about that. So if you're using your phone as a way of escape, which is something we could just, there's so many things to talk about. Okay. We got to keep going.
Keep going.
But you're never alone. So what that means is that if there's something, jealousy, insecurity, whatever it is, addiction, right? Lust, any of those things, if you're struggling with those things, and yet you allow, your phone is with you all the time, goes all the way into your bedroom with you. You are never alone. You are never given a reprieve from those voices, from those temptations, from those accusations, whether it's bullying, you know, like all of those things. If you are not in control of your phone usage, then you are actively being a victim of the system. And like, let's not be victims.
Yes.
Like, please. Like, let's not.
We're going to be the head. We're not going to be the tail. Let's flip the script. Let's we're saying right now, we're going to dominate, right? Like
I'm in charge.
I'm the one behind the wheel of this car.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not in the passenger seat. I'm not in the back seat. That's what we're saying. God has made you for this through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. Like, he's going to empower you. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
And so what you're saying is acknowledge the maker of all this, right? So that's Romans 16. He just has this appeal to his brothers. He says, watch out for those who cause division and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites with smooth talk and flattery. They deceive the hearts of the naive, simple, right?
Yeah.
So the maker of this doesn't serve the Lord. That's how you can have a reckoning right then and there.
Yeah.
Acknowledge the maker. That will help you in your reckoning. If you acknowledge the maker of things, then you can see and have your reckoning. Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's get to the practical things. Okay.
Yeah.
We have some practical tips that we use over, we've developed over the years, or many years, our few short years of folly, of falling, of struggle. Like, let's be real.
Yep.
We both have iPhones. We are, you know, we were on different pages with social media. Like, I've never used it. I have a business that has a business account that I sometimes jump on and post on. But for the most part, I've never had it. I've never opened a Facebook account or Instagram, but.
And then was with intention, right?
Yeah, that was.
It's not just because you're like old and lame and don't want to be on social media.
It was like, I can't handle this. It's not healthy for me.
Yeah.
I want to use other ways with my time. And
you discerned like your limitations, your weaknesses, and you were like, no, thanks.
And then you're like, you know, you have.
I'm on social media.
You're on social media, for everyone who doesn't know. And
follow me.
And no, I've seen the blessings of it. We talked about this. Like, we've seen the highs and lows. We've seen the good and bad.
Well, especially on the mission field, I loved it for connection.
Yep.
I love using social media for like meal ideas for my kids. Like, really though, a lot of my feed is like food and baking, because those are things that I love. And I've used it for connection, but I've also, I want to get into these tips, but I also have had a reckoning with how I've used it and how I have used it to feed my self-esteem. I realized that I wanted people to affirm me. I wanted people to like me, to be impressed by my life or, whatever. I wanted people to validate my life. Okay. And that's most of us out here. And this is what I'm asking people to consider, is what I have and continue to consider.
And that's important to note, that we are continuing this reckoning with you. So.
Yeah. And I, there are times when I have an unhealthy relationship with my phone, and sometimes it's you mentioning something, yeah. and I go, okay, I gotta reassess. Or sometimes it's just me in the privacy of my home, because I recently heard a friend say, who you are in private is who you are. And I want to put that like on a pillow. We should have awesome, not cheesy sayings on pillows. But really, like, who you are in private is who you are. And I have had times where I really believe it was the Holy Spirit convicting me in the privacy of my home. My kids are at school or somewhere else. You're not around. And I'm convicted that, Lord, this is not what you want me to be doing with my time. Or not just with my time, but this is not how you want me to be thinking about others or about myself. Mm. So we have wrestled with this, and here are just like a few what we can call life hacks, if that's what we want to call them.
Life hack.
But really what they are boundaries. They are like wise boundaries to have with your smartphone and with social media. And we were talking about how if you put these boundaries into place before you think you have a problem, because wouldn't it be nice to just not right. find yourself isolated, lonely, depressed, lacking sleep, having body self-image problems, right? Like maybe we could avoid those. Mm-hmm. So these could like preemptively protect you from things that you are susceptible to, like these issues we just mentioned, that in times of hardship, in times of loss, in times of anxious, you know, thoughts,
right.
that these boundaries are already in place to protect you so that you don't fall victim
yeah.
to these things. So, all right, so let's get into it. What's some of your favorites?
Number one, hands down, I come home from work or from whatever I'm doing, and the phone gets plugged in the kitchen. That's where it charges. That's where it stays. And yep. it stays there the rest of the night. So that means that I do not sleep next to my phone. Whoa. I don't know if people have heard that.
Let me ask the question everybody asks you, Roger.
It. I'm waiting.
But how do you wake up in the morning without the alarm clock feature on your phone?
No, you just said it. You're not supposed to say that.
I'm sorry.
You're supposed to get an alarm clock.
Guys, they sell alarm clocks. It's crazy.
I know. They're battery operated or you can plug them in.
I got my husband a real spiffy one. It's very cool.
Okay.
So let's keep going.
So that, you know, many years ago, I don't know when it dawned on me.
Yeah.
It was just like, why am I sleeping next to this?
Yeah.
Get this thing away from me.
Yeah. Like, the glow.
We're not on the same page. I'm in control here.
Yeah.
It affected our marriage.
Yes.
Affected the kids. Like,
it'll affect your sex life if you're married.
Yeah. It was like so interesting how so many things were tied to that phone
that we didn't even realize.
So when you put it away, you're opening yourself up to the rest of your life. And so,
oh my gosh, yes.
So I would encourage you as a tip that you find a place to dock your phone when you come in the door. I'm not saying I didn't check it periodically.
Sure.
I didn't make phone calls. There was definitely still life going on through it and yep. practical things I need to do. Mm-hmm. But here's the tip. You ready? And I've developed this. And that is, I always made sure it was never the last thing I saw at night.
Mm-hmm.
So we're saying to you, challenging you, do not let your phone be the last thing you see every night. And number two, do not let it be the first thing you see every morning.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm.
Find something else to go to sleep to and to wake up to.
Yep.
Don't let your eyes be on it. It will break away so many patterns.
Yeah.
Whether you like news, whether you like sports, whether you like, you know, that text message from your girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever it is, let something else initiate. Let something else put you to sleep.
Yes. This is this will literally change somebody's life. If you haven't been doing this, listeners, and you put just this one thing into your life, it will change your life. And I will say there'll be some discomfort, like with any new boundaries, any putting in, you know, a new habit, there's going to be some discomfort. There's going to be like a weird feeling. You're going to be shocked and maybe a little bit grossed out at how often you reach for your phone. And then you're like, oh, it's over there. Oh, you know, like, and realize how much you have been just constantly falling back on using your phone. And so just expect some transition period, some discomfort there.
So we got 3 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe so, four if we get another minute from Sebastian. Okay, so we covered
not having your phone in your bedroom and suggesting having like a docking station in your kitchen or your entryway, your living room.
Get an alarm clock.
Getting an alarm clock. Also, a watch. This is another thing.
Whoa.
I wear a watch now so that when I want to know what time it is, I don't pull out my phone. Mm. So when you're home with kids, this was something that I developed being home with kids a lot, was having my phone in my back pocket. And my excuse was that I want to know what time it is, if somebody texts me, like all of these things. And so just wearing a watch was just a simple way that it just eliminated the number of times I pull out my phone, because then I wonder what time it is. And I would pull out my phone and then I would see that I had a notification and a text message and something else. And then that thing that I was supposed to do. And rather than actually look at the time, I open up my phone and I do all those things, and then I'll close it again. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, I forgot to look at what time it was. And then I have to get it out again. I'll be like, oh, it's this time.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Just being so aware of right how there. Much our phone is drawing yeah. us in. So getting a watch, getting an alarm clock, simple, easy things to do. The next thing I would say is turn notifications off on your phone. Mm. Phones are incredibly customizable. If you're not sure how to do it, ask a tech savvy person, but you can customize your phone, and notifications are one thing that's scientifically proven to give you a little like endorphin boost. You're like, ooh, like that little buzz, that little bing, that little, and it's literally designed so that you will go to your phone more and you will use your phone more. Wow. Turn your notifications off. You don't need to know the second somebody comments on this thing. You don't need to know, fill in the blank. It's different for everybody, but turn your notifications off. And also consider putting limits on your phone in terms of app usage. So you can go into your settings and change and say, I want to put a 1 hour limit on Instagram or a 1 hour limit on Facebook. And your phone will notify you when you've reached that limit. I challenge you to do this. Mm. Do this. Because first of all, it's going to open your eyes to how quickly you use up that time. Maybe you don't. Maybe you've got a healthy balance with yours. But putting that accountability into place, it's just between you and your phone. Like, you can silence it and just stay on Instagram. You don't get punished. But it's just going to make you aware of maybe something you've been asleep on.
Yes.
Like, wow, I didn't realize that I am on social media 3.5 hours a day. Let's work on making that 2 hours. Let's work on making that 1 hour.
These are really good tips.
Yeah. So that's a good one. I have that for mine, and for me, it's 1 hour. And I used to have 2 hours, and now it's down to 1 hour. And, I love that. So turning off notifications and putting limits on your social media apps or any app. Like, if you're an ESPN person, I'm not going to name any names, but it's not me.
It's this guy.
Yeah. If you just like can't get enough of highlights and like it is literally sucking the life out of you, fantasy football, maybe consider putting limits on those apps.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to go there. That's enough for that.
These helpful tips are like there's what you can follow your reckoning, right? So
yeah.
Let's say you just heard this and you got the reckoning going, like the Holy Spirit's moving. I'm convicted. Yeah. I want to turn this around. I'm going to implement one or two of these things, or I'm going to go radical. Like, come on, guys, let's get a little radical here and just do something. I mean, there's a lot of great testimonies and a lot of people out there that you can talk to about this. Find them, those wise people that consider their steps in their life. And I will read this in closing in the same chapter in Romans chapter 16. After Paul says this, that his warning to us to watch out, he says in verse 19, for your obedience, which you guys can do. We can all do this. Mm-hmm. Let's hand in hand, heart in heart. Let's join together. Let's like be a team, and let's do this alone together is known to all, right? How is it known? Because of that life alone, the obedience by yourself. It's going to come out and be seen by people. They're going to go, how are you acting this? Why are you so happy? I can't believe you sleep like this. I love your language. You look good. You know, like you look fresh, you know, like you have something to say, but I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. Mm. And then verse 20, and I love this verse, and the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
Wow.
The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you.
Wow.
So with that,
amen.
Closing out this session here on
social
media.
So thank you
media.
For joining us. We hope we've provided you with some compelling arguments to have this reckoning and some great practical tips as well. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube and Apple Podcasts, all the places, and be sure to join us tomorrow as the discussion continues on how to live a healthy, balanced life and basic life skills. So thanks for being with us.